Welcome to the broadcast of the Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, where Daryl Jackson is our pastor. We are located at 2440 Atlas Road in Columbia, South Carolina, and we're so glad you've tuned in. We pray that today's message is truly a blessing to you. If you desire prayer, our ministers are available to pray with you. Give us a call at 803-776-1238. Or call us toll-free at 1-888-776-1238. Today, Pastor Daryl Jackson shares the message titled, The Power of Faithfulness, Faithful in Times of Distress.
Lift those hands and say, Lord, I thank you for the wind that represents the Holy Spirit. Woo. The wind is blowing. The Holy Spirit is moving. Ah, yeah, yeah. Somebody say, have your way, Lord. Move in a mighty way. Now, Lord, let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in your sight. You are our strength and our Redeemer. You are a very present help in the time of trouble. Have your way, Lord. Somebody needs a mighty move of the Holy Spirit right now. Someone needs to be encouraged right now, Lord. This is our prayer. In your name we pray and give thanks. And those who know it is already done, help me say amen. Clap those hands, everybody. Yeah. Ooh. Listen, as we move into the Word of God, in this year of spiritual empowerment, this is the seventh of nine fruit of the Spirit. And the series is entitled, The Power of Faithfulness. Faithfulness is the seventh of nine of the fruit of the Spirit. This is the fifth message in this series. We will conclude next Sunday with the final message of this series. Our text for today's message is a very familiar passage of Old Testament scripture. The book of Daniel, chapter 6, two verses in that chapter, verse 13 and verse 16. We are reading from the New Living Translation. It is the story of Daniel and Daniel's testimony as it relates to his faithfulness. Hear the reading of God's word beginning in verse 13 of the sixth chapter. Then they told the king that the man Daniel, one of the captives from Judah, is ignoring your law. This is the part I like. He still prays to his God three times a day. Look at someone and say, he still prays. He still prays. Verse 16. So at last the king gave orders for Daniel to be arrested and thrown into the den of lions. The king said to Daniel, may your God, whom you serve so faithfully, rescue you. May I read that last part again? Oh. May your God, whom you serve so faithfully, rescue you. And the church said, amen. Subject for today's message in this series once again is entitled, the power of faithfulness. Subject for today's message is this: faithful in times of distress. Look at someone as you take your seat and say, faithful in times of distress. Now just tell somebody, hold on. Clap those hands as you take your seat. Just want to let you know that the 8 o'clock service almost messed y'all up. We almost didn't get out of here. Amen. At 8 o'clock. Amen. We are living in a society. We're living during times. We're living in what is called simply life, in which times of hardship, times of distress will come. May I preach? They are inevitable. Whether it comes by way of sickness, whether it comes by way of a federal furlough, whether it comes by way of oppression or opposition or betrayal or simply trials and tribulations, but they will come. Help me tell somebody, they will come. The truth is, we all will experience times of distress. No one is immune. Doesn't matter who you are. You can be the pastor, you can be the deacon, you can be the usher, you can be the church mother, you can be the mayor, you can be the senator. Doesn't matter. We all go through moments and times in our lives in which we experience distress. Am I right about it? Listen to what Job says. And perhaps no one in the Bible experienced distress, hardship, persecution like Job. Yet Job writes, chapter 14 and verse 1, he puts it in perspective. In the New King James Version, he says, a man who is born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble. If you can pinch yourself, that means that you will experience distress. If there's breath in your body, it means that you will at some point in your life go through hardships, disappointments, trials, and tribulation. So the question to you this morning is not whether we will ever experience distress. That is not the question that I am proposing to you today. Not if you will ever go through anything. Will you ever have to deal with hardships and trials and tribulation? But the question is, how will we respond when we do? Look at somebody and say, they're coming. Question is, how will you respond when trouble comes your way? And when you wake up and trouble is at your door, ooh, when it's your family, when it's your child, when you are in the emergency room, ooh, when you are sitting in the waiting room, waiting and hoping and praying for a favorable answer. Someone walks out and breaks your heart. When your family seems to be falling apart, whatever your trouble may be, I am not sure what it may be, but all I'm here to tell you is that it's coming. Tell someone, it's coming. Will you simply walk away and give up, throw the towel in, or will you remain faithful and persevere? Will you say, he's brought me thus far, too far to turn around now? Ooh, I just need a handful of witnesses Not all of you, because some of you aren't there yet. I need just a handful of folk that's ever been between a rock and a hard place. Your back is against the wall. Money funny, change strange, people acting like they lost their mind. But you held on. You're holding on to your joy. Because somebody again and say, just hold on. Perhaps you have heard me say before that our character is defined by what we go through in life. You've heard me say that, and I told the church this morning at 8, you are what you do. So don't let anybody tell you that they may just act that way, but that's not who I am. No, you are what you do. Amen. Not just, I'm just doing this, but I'm not really that kind of person. No, you are what you keep lying. You are a liar. I'm not calling you names. Your actions have demonstrated that. You keep deceiving people. You are a deceiver. You keep using people. You are a user. Am I right about it? You are what you do in life. But we are developed. We are not defined, but refined by what we go through. What we go through shape us, and mold us, and help us to become the person we are today. The truth of the matter is, some of you would not be where you are now if you had not gone through hardships, trials, and tribulation. In fact, you owe your haters and your naysayers a thank you note. Can y'all do me a favor? Don't say I said it. I don't want them looking for me. But find somebody who tried to block your blessing. Don't say a word. Don't elaborate. Just send them a note and say, thank you. Because you made me pray more. You made me lean on God more. All the stuff you put me through kept me on my knees. If it had not been for your insistence of trying to destroy me, I would not have been at this altar as much as I was at this altar. And you drove me to the altar, and the altar was where I needed to be. May I preach this? Do I have time to preach this? In other words, we must learn to embrace the process. Even during our times of hardships and distress. For the process, look at somebody and say, the process is often used to shape and mold us into what God would have us to be. God not only sustains us as we go through our trials and tribulation, but he often uses them to make us stronger and make us better. Now, I know this isn't for everybody, but there are some of you in here like me. You have a two-word testimony: stronger, better. Am I in the right place? Look at your neighbor and say, here's my testimony: stronger, better. Oh, I've been through something, but I'm better. I am stronger. I am who God says I am because of all I went through. Anybody who knows you're stronger or better, this is a good time to take 20 seconds to give God a stronger, better praise. Brother Diamond, I know you are. I know some of you. Deacon Carlos, I know you are. Folk don't know your story, but you are stronger and better because of what you've gone. You owe God some kind of praise because he didn't have to do it. Woo. Look at somebody and say, stronger, better. If you only knew my story, if you only knew what I had to go through to end up where I am now, if folk only knew the abuse you took, they only knew the lies that were spread on you, they only knew all the hardship and the trials, but God had to use that to push us out of our comfort zone. Like a baby being birthed, pain pushes the child forward. Look at your neighbor and say, push. Oh, push it out. Push your next blessing out. Push your next deliverance out. Push what God has for you out. And when it comes out, oh, you can embrace your blessing and say the pain was worth it, because the blessing makes up for all the pain. Anybody know the pain was worth it? Was it worth it? Was it worth it? Listen, in this incredible text that's found in the book of Daniel, let us explore what it teaches us about the power of faithfulness in times of distress. Our text involves the testimony of a young man by the name of Daniel. Note, I did not say it involves the testimony of the prophet Daniel, because this happens before he was a prophet. You've got to be faithful before your appointment. You've got to know that before your anointing comes a period of trials, temptations, and hardships. Daniel was a young man. He was a faithful young man. This testimony proves that faithfulness is proven in times of distress, not times of prosperity and times of ease. The story of Daniel involves young people who were away from their homeland, which was the land of Judah. Daniel was among the young captives that the Babylonians had taken in captivity when they conquered Judah, destroyed Jerusalem, destroyed the temple, and took with them a group of young people who were called, one commentary simply calls it, the superstars of Judah. They took the youngest, the brightest, the most intelligent, the most gifted, the most anointed of the young people to live in a place that Psalms 137 called a strange land. May I preach? Here's the question. Can you remain faithful? Can you praise God in a strange place? Going through strange situations when things are not right, and anybody can be happy in optimal places, but can you be in a strange place? Can you go through strange things in your life and say, I will bless the Lord at all time. Any witnesses in here? How many of you know how to praise God broke, sick, unhappy, going through crisis in your life? But yet, it doesn't matter if my situation changed. God has not changed. And your situation may change, but God is still the same. So if you wake up one morning in a strange place, find you a familiar praise. Daniel was an example of a young man to all of my young people in here. His location changed, but his commitment to God never did change. He wasn't with his family, but his commitment to God remained the same. He found himself in a strange place. And if you read chapter 6 from its beginning, you will find out that even in a strange place, when the favor of God is on your life, there is nothing the enemy can do about it.
The Bible tells us at the beginning of chapter number 6 that even the king put Daniel over others who were original, who were inhabitants of the land. And Daniel gained favor with the king. And he was now over many different departments. Here's what the Bible says, and I just noticed this today. The king had plans, go back and read the text, to put Daniel over the entire kingdom. But you know that everybody doesn't celebrate your elevation. Everybody does not celebrate your promotion. And so the Bible says that those who were in charge in Babylon, the administrators, the leaders, and the others conspired together. And they said, we can't allow this foreigner to come in here and be over us. How can we entrap Daniel? They said the only way you can get to Daniel is to challenge his God. Money won't do it. Extra relationships won't do it. Promotions won't do it. The only thing that you can possibly use to separate Daniel from the king is to use his God. And so they went to the king and says, King, for the next 30 days, may I tell the story? For the next 30 days, we invite you to issue a decree saying no one shall pray or bow to any other God but you, king, for the next 30 days. We want to honor you. And because the king, as a lot of folk are, had his ego, he fell for the okey-doke. That's a good idea. We should do that. And so he signed a decree that could not be revoked. The decree could not be changed. And it said that anyone for the next 30 days that prays to any other God shall be thrown into a den of lions. But Daniel. Somebody say, but Daniel. But not the prophet, but the young man Daniel. Knowing the decree had been signed. Knowing what the consequences were. Knowing what would happen if he violated the decree. Daniel had a habit of praying to his God 3 times a day. And don't you know, if God be for you, who can be against you? So Daniel had to decide, am I going to obey the king's decree, or am I going to remain faithful to my God? And if I choose to remain faithful to my God, I in all likelihood will lose my life. So the Bible declares, that Daniel went home and he wanted them to know that I'm not hiding. I'm not praying in the closet. I'm not praying with the shades down. I'm not praying so nobody could see me. But Daniel, as the late Deacon Frank English used to sing, hatch the window. Daniel raised the window, saying to his critics, if you're gonna spy on me, then get it right. If you came to check on me, I need you to get it right. Fell down on his knees and began to call on the name of the Lord. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, when you pray, something happens. Keep on praying. The Lord is nigh. Keep on praying. He'll hear your cry. The Lord has promised, and his word is true. Keep on praying. The Lord will answer. He'll answer you. Y'all help me preach this and wave at 3 people. Say, keep praying. Tell your neighbor, keep praying. Keep praying. God has not forgotten about you. Keep praying. Daniel opened the windows, fell on his knees, and called on the name of the Lord. Is there anybody in here that know how to pray in distress? Know how to worship in... Know how to give God your best praise on your worst days? Y'all got 30 seconds to act like you know how to praise God. Tell somebody, don't you stop. Don't you give up. Don't you get discouraged. God will make a way somehow. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Ah. So those who are jealous, and for every faithful person, there is a jealous enemy. Y'all help me. Say that again, Pastor Jackson. Thank you, I will. For every faithful person, you've got a jealous enemy. You may not know them. You may not see them. You may suspect they have been your friends until God gets ready to bless you. But I've got news for every jealous enemy in this house. No weapon formed against us will prosper. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, for every jealous spirit that comes up against me, I've got a message. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord, I need some praises that God's ever blocked. God's ever blocked the jealous spirit. Somebody ought to give God a praise. This is a good time. This is a good time to give God a... Verse number 16, Daniel going in to the lion's den. This is what the king said. This is what the king said. Daniel going into the lion's den. The king said to Daniel, he says, may your God, whom you serve faithfully, rescue you. Woo! May I speak to you even before you get in what you are about to go through. Look at somebody and say, neighbor, God will rescue you before you even get in it. Before you get in it, God has already made a way. You out of it. So I need some faith praisers that know how to praise God over bringing you out. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? The Bible said, the next morning, the king woke up. Old Daniel
is the God you serve continually? Was he able to bring you out? Look at the words of Daniel in verse number 22. My God, here it is, somebody. My God, every now and then you got to make it personally. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, I can't speak for you, but my God sent his angel and shut the mouths of the lions. Tell somebody, God sent an angel. God sent an angel. God is still sending angels. God sent an angel that protected you over the dangerous highways. God sent an angel that protected your children on the school bus. God sent an angel that put food on your table. God sent an angel that kept you in perfect peace. I need about 100 folk to leap one time and say, God sent an angel. Anybody know he's still sending angels? God sent an angel. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Woo! Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Will God make a way out of? Let me tell you something, I'm almost done. God temporarily shut the lion's mouth. He didn't permanently shut their mouths, because when the enemies of Daniel were thrown into the same den of lions that Daniel was in, they devoured them and their family. I need you to act like you're about to go out of your mind and shake your neighbor's hand and say, neighbor, God has a blessing with your name on it. Don't make me hurt myself. God's got a blessing with your name on it. God's got a blessing. Put your hands right here and say, my name on it. My name on it. My name on it. Woo. I feel like praising God. I need some praises. Stand to your feet. Help me give God the best praise yet for sending an angel with your name. Woo! Guess what? Daniel came out of it. May I say that again? Daniel came out of it. Now I need you to help somebody else and say, you will come out of this. Who are you encouraging this morning? You will. In fact, tell somebody, get ready. You are about to come out of this this week. This week, this week, within the next 7 days, somebody is about to come out of it. Who am I preaching to? Tell your neighbor, neighbor, you are about to come out of this. Praise God now.
One, two, three, and come out. Come on, Freeze. Show them how to do it, Freeze. There you go. One, two, three, and... Come on out. Come out. Come. One, two, and now turn around and give God your best.
Place. I'm done. But listen to what verse 28 says. I'm done. Put verse 28 on the board. So Daniel, New Living Translation, verse 28. Put it on the board. I need you to hear this. So Daniel prospered doing the reign of not only one king, but two kings. Ooh, y'all know I've got to get up out of here. My time is up. But can I read that again, Pastor Lawson? So Daniel prospered over the reign. So can I prophesize? So even after Trump leaves office, tell your neighbor you're gonna be all right. I'm coming out. Come on.
Hey, I'm coming out. Coming out. I'm coming out. Coming out. Coming out. Coming out. With the praise. With the dance. With the travail. With the travail. I'm coming out. Coming out. I'm coming out. Coming out. With the praise.
Somebody shout favor. You know what God dropped in my spirit? I need you to catch this. I need you to bless somebody and say favor has no expiration date. To go, I got to go, y'all. I got to go. Ooh,
I keep it. Favor has no expiration date. So next year this time, still blessed. 3 years from now, still blessed. 4 years from now. Three key insights as you stand to your feet. Get your phones out. Take a picture of these three insights. I'm not going to go through them. I just want to share them with you. Number one is this. Our faithfulness is often put to the test during our most difficult times. Genuine, authentic faithfulness is often revealed under pressure, like gold tested in the fire. You need to go through something to test your faithfulness. Second key insight. I love this one. Our faithfulness says more about us than the lies and the accusations that our enemies may spread. Look at somebody and say, let them talk. You keep living. You keep doing what you're doing. Just let them talk. Spread all the lies they want. Our faithfulness, still on the second point, our faithfulness will speak for us when others conspire against us. God knows your faithfulness. Your faithfulness will speak for you, woo, even as others conspire against you. Here's the third and the final insight. Our faithfulness will position us for divine favor and deliverance. Look at somebody, say, you are being positioning for divine favor and deliverance. Listen to this last point that I want to make before the altar call. God doesn't always spare us from the lion's den, but he is able to deliver us out of there. Who is that for? Who is that for? I need you to look at somebody and say, God doesn't always, put it back up there, please. Look at somebody and say, God doesn't always spare us from what we have to go through, but he's able to deliver us out of there. Now shout favor. The altar is now open. The altar is now open. Our good friend, Pastor Donnie McClurkin, writes this very powerful song. Donnie has been here many times and ministered to this church. What do you do when you've done all you can and it seems like it's never enough? What do you say when your friends turn away and you're all alone? Tell me, what do you give when you've given your all and it seems like you can't make it through? Here's the answer. You just stand. Look at someone and say, just stand. When there's nothing left to do, just stand and watch the Lord see you through. After you've done all you can, stand. Remain faithful. Even in the lion's den, even in the face of adversity, remain faithful. Watch God
bring you through. Come on, team, and tell them what.
Tell me what do you do when you've done all you can.
Sing, team. Yeah.
Seems like it's never enough. And tell me, what do you say when your friends turn away and you're all alone? Stand when there's nothing left to do, you just stand. Watch the Lord see you through. Yes, after you've done all you can, you just
somebody and say after
you've through the hurt,
after
through the pain,
after you've prayed and you cried. It's been hard, Lord, but I'm still standing. Gone through something, but I'm still standing. After you've done all you can, after you've given God your best, you prayed, cried, you walked the floor. The enemy tried to steal your peace. The enemy tried to steal your joy. But you're still standing. But you are still here. Listen, God told me this. Cedric, God dropped this in my spirit this week. God says, your deliverance is your testimony.
Yes, sir.
Folk want to know, what is your testimony? Tell somebody, my deliverance.
Yes, sir.
By the fact that I'm still standing, that's my testimony. Come on, come on. I want to pray for everybody that the enemy tried to distress you, steal your joy, steal your peace, try to discourage you from continuing on this journey. Anyone in here that the enemy has tried its best, I just need you to close your eyes, everybody. This is for everybody. And just lift those hands and pray.
You pray.
You cried. You cried. Ooh, that's it.
Gone through the hurt. And you've gone through so much, so much pain.
Ooh, come on, just take a minute just to lift those hands.
Yes.
After you've done
that you know how to do. After you
it's not been easy. It's not been easy, Lord. After. Here we are. Lord, we thank you. Like Daniel, our faith and our faithfulness were put to the test. Ooh, but like Daniel, we are not ashamed of our God. We pray with the windows open. We worship with the windows open. We want folk to know that we are children of the Most High God. God, you've brought us from such a mighty long ways. We should have been, we could have been destroyed among our enemies. But God, but God, you keep making ways out of no ways. You keep delivering us from not just one lion den, but over and over again. God, you pull us out of it. And here we are today, standing because you make a way out of no way. And we say thank you. Touch those that are seeking deliverance. Let their deliverance become their testimony. This is our prayer. Your name we pray and give thanks. And everybody that know it is so and is already done, say amen. Look at somebody, say, you're coming out of this. If there's anybody who wants to make that commitment to the Lord, you want to join the church, you just want to make that commit, recommit your life to the Lord right now, come on, stand at this altar right now. Whoever, wherever you are, Pastor Mack is coming after you've done. Ooh. Wherever you are, if God is calling you right now, after you've done, look at God coming. God bless you. Ooh. Oh, Tim.
And you show enough gold all through all the pain.
Ooh. Look at God.
Ooh. After. Stayed up all night long.
Somebody else, God is calling you right now. You've got to be willing to come out of the den of lions right now. God is calling you. You've got to make the step. If you're here right now, God is calling you. After. Thank you, young man. Look at God. Somebody ought to clap your hands. Anyone else? God is calling you. You know who you are. Anyone else right now? Amen. Clap your hands for these that are here right now as we take them in the back after you've done. If there's anybody else, you can go online, hit the barcode, and God will take you through the set after you've done. Oh, somebody ought to say, but God. Oh, by the way, can we give God a hand of praise for... Come on, clap your hands. I need you to celebrate like somebody just scored a touchdown, okay? All right. After you've done.
Hey, after you've done all you can.
After you've done all you can.
Hey, 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 hey.
After you've done all you can.
After you've done all you can.
Come on, give God a praise for the word of God. Faithfulness in times of distress.
You have been listening to the worship service of the Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, where Daryl Jackson is our pastor. Our worship services are open to all at 2440 Atlas Road in Columbia, South Carolina, just off Interstate 77 between Shop and Bluff Roads. We will continue to air our radio services right here on the radio. We are also streaming live on our website at bwcar.org, on Facebook at Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, and on YouTube. Our streaming services are available live on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. and on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. If you miss any of our services or want to watch them again, you can get them on demand on any of our social media channels. We invite you to stay in spiritual fellowship with us. To place your order for a CD or DVD of today's sermon titled The Power of Faithfulness, Faithful in Times of Distress, please call us at 803-776-1238. Reference sermon number 110225. Again, that telephone number is 803-776-1238. Sermon number 110225. You're invited to join our military support ministry for Military Appreciation Week, spiritually empowered to serve others. Tuesday, November 11th at 7 p.m. in the sanctuary, join us for Military Appreciation Midweek Service with Pastor Sammy L. Wade, U.S. Army retired. Saturday, November 15th at 10 a.m., all active duty military personnel, veterans, retirees of every rank, and your families are warmly invited to attend the Military Appreciation Brunch, compliments of Bible Way Church of Atlas Road. To attend, please sign up online at bwcar.org. Sunday, November 16th, 8 a.m. and 11 a.m., join us for Military Appreciation Day at Bible Way with Senior Associate Pastor Alva Lawson, U.S. Army retired. We praise God for the testimonies of those who have received Christ and now have a deeper relationship with God as a result of this ministry. To sow a financial seed into this ministry, you can give online by clicking the link on our website at bwcar.org, or you can give right from your mobile phone by texting BWCAR and your giving amount to the number 73256. You can also mail your gift to Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, Post Office Box 90309, Columbia, South Carolina, 29290. Please do not mail cash. Financial donations are being accepted at the church on Tuesdays from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. We thank you for your continued support of this ministry. At Bible Way, our mission is to know God, to love, and to serve.